I guess it's a good thing that I made a little bit of a cameo appearance here on the overnight, because we have an eventful Friday show for you. My goodness. The Giants and the Philadelphia Eagles play the same sort of games and have the same sort of result. It feels like year after year after year. And sure enough, the game that was played here on Thursday night was a carbon copy of what we've seen over and over and over again. In heartbreaking, agonizing fashion, the Giants have now lost 8 straight to the Eagles. They've lost 12 of 13 to the Eagles. And they have lost 21 out of their last 25 games against Philadelphia. Unfortunately for the Giants, the last 3.5 years, whenever Odell Beckham Jr. and Shepard and Cruz went on that boat and they were flexing, they took their shirts off, it's been a whole lot of losing. And the Giants are now 1-6 on the year. This game was agonizing, but in so many ways, this game with the Philadelphia Eagles was so predictable. The Giants hung in the first half. They survived the Deion Lewis fumble. And you're feeling pretty good going in the locker room, only down a field goal. They have that ridiculous play in the third quarter with Daniel Jones, the 80-something yard touchdown. And I can't wait to talk to our buddy Ross Tucker about this one. I don't know how Daniel Jones fell down. I really don't. Don't even begin to try to get the theories out there. And he was moving it. He was busting it. He was going really, really fast. I get all that. But he still falls down. And I said this as someone who had a ticket on the 4.5. And a couple of my Giant buddies texted me this as well. We didn't think there was a chance in hell the Giants were scoring after Daniel Jones fell down. But they did score. And not only did they score, they get a goal line stand. They build an 11-point lead with 6 minutes to play. This should be a game, 11-point lead, 6 minutes to play, game, set, match. This should be a game that you win going away. But the Giants yuck up that 11-point lead over the final 6 minutes of the game. And the play that I think is going to haunt a whole lot of Giant fans. And it's most certainly one that we're going to talk about a whole lot tonight. The Giants had a 3rd-and-7 from their own 47-yard line. And Daniel Jones, who I actually think did some pretty good things tonight, makes one of his best throws of the game. Jones puts it right into the hands of tight end Evan Engram. Can't hold on. That's inexcusable. That is the definition of losing football. And Evan Engram, who can never stay on the field, the guy is made of glass and can't block me or you, can't be dropping that pass. And if you look at the one interception that Jones threw on tonight, and I know he threw a BB in there, it was a ball that completely hit off the hands of Evan Engram. Engram killed the Giants on Thursday night. Killed them. He catches that 3rd-and-7. The Giants run down the clock. Minimum, they're probably building an 8-point lead, or they're icing the game. And we're talking about the Giants at 2-5 with a new lease on life and the woeful NFC East being there for the taking. Well, as we know, Evan Engram doesn't catch that pass. It hits off his hands. And I know I felt this way, and I'm sure many of you felt this way. The minute they punted the ball back to Philadelphia, I didn't have confidence that the Giants were going to go and get a stop. And I know I've been throwing a whole lot of bouquets, and I've been giving the Giant defense a whole lot of praise for the effort and the execution that I've seen in the first couple of games. But again, big situation, big moment. This defense can't get a stop. Jabril Peppers is completely out of position and can't make the play on the Boston Scott touchdown reception, and you got a gift on that final possession of the game because as you were moving the football, and I'm thinking about all the scenarios, the Giants may be letting the Eagles score. That way you have a chance if you get a stop on the two-point conversion to go and win the game, or bare minimum, you have a chance to tie the game and you got a minute to do so. That went out the window when Jason Kelce has the offensive face mask. Then I'm like, well, the hell with that. Then you got to get a stop. Wentz buys some time, and he was up and down throughout this game. But again, I watch Carson Wentz, and I hear Eagle fans say he's the problem. They're clearly not watching the same games that I'm watching. Wentz could play. And he's got to stay on the field. He makes, you know, a careless mistake from time to time, but the arm strength, the mobility, I mean, that throw on the final play of the game was a brilliant throw. Brilliant throw. But Peppers was completely out of position. You got a gift from the Philadelphia Eagles, and yet you still couldn't take it. And I think everybody on the planet knew when Wentz hooked up with Boston Scott, there was not a chance in hell the Giants were going to move it down the field and get in a field goal range. First of all, you didn't even know about Graham Gano and what kind of shape he was going to be in. But it's the strip sack of Daniel Jones. What else is new? Fumble lost. Not going to rag on Jones, though. Tonight, to me, is not the night to do so. This is about the Giants, again, as a football team, being good enough to lose. To me, it's really as simple as that. The Giants tease you. The Giants stay in these games. The Giants make a couple of plays. But ultimately, they're good enough to lose. They cannot make the winning play. Whether it's Evan Engram on third down, whether it's the defense getting off the field, whether it's, you name it, a game-winning drive at the end that maybe would make you forget about all this stuff. This team continues to find ways to lose. And I like this head coach. I think he's got the team playing hard. I think he's got a good demeanor about him. I think there are a whole lot of attributes to like about Joe Judge. But ultimately, if he is going to be successful, this is a habit he's got to get changed rather quickly. Because it was something we saw under Shurmur constantly. Saw it in the last year with McAdoo. And we're seeing it over the first couple of games this year. The Giants can't make winning plays at winning times. And that, to me, ladies and gentlemen, is why this team is 1-6. Evan Engram's play, Peppers being out of position, an 11-point lead with 6 minutes to play, flushed right down the toilet, that's losing football.